Chapter 20. They both heard the car roll into the attached garage. Carrie Moore looked over at the door Kovac presumed was the entrance from the garage. Her expression was transparent, even behind the bruises and swelling. Hope, eagerness, a little apprehension. Kovac rose before she could, went to the door himself, and locked it until he heard the voices. David Moore, the Swedish girl, a child. They sounded relaxed, happy. Kovac wanted to open the door and smack the husband's smile off his face. Instead, he opened it a crack and gave them a flat, unfriendly look. David Moore was unpleasantly surprised. "What are you doing here? What are you doing leaving a woman with a concussion alone?"
"I checked on her several times in the night, detective,"
the Swedish girl said, trying to be helpful.
"Mrs. Moore was fine."
Kovac ignored her, holding his stare on the husband. "We went out to breakfast," David Moore said defensively. "I thought Carrie should sleep in." A dark-haired little girl with big blue eyes sat comfortably in the crook of his arm. She had her mother's directness.
"Who are you?"
"Honey, this is a police detective," Moore said. "He's here because of your mom getting hurt last night." She turned the look on her father.
"Where's mommy?"
"I'm here, sweetie," Carrie Moore said, wedging herself in between the door jamb and Kovac. Lucy Moore took one look at her mother, and the blue eyes went liquid.
"Mommy?"
"I look pretty bad, don't I?" Carrie said softly. Kovac stepped back a little and let her pass. "I'm okay, though, honest. It's just scrapes and bruises." Lucy didn't seem to know what to make of the situation. She gave her father a suspicious look, then turned it on her mother.
"You look scary," she declared.
"I know.
You should maybe put some makeup on."
Carrie's eyes glazed with tears as she smiled and tried to laugh and reached out for her daughter. "Come on, you can help me with that and tell me all about what you had for breakfast." The little girl wriggled down out of her father's arms and went to her mother, taking her hand and leading her into the kitchen.
"I had pancakes with blueberries in them and lots of syrup. I like syrup."
"I know you do.
And it doesn't matter either, 'cause I brush my teeth."
Kovac watched them go through the kitchen and down the hall. The mother-daughter thing touched him in a very tender, very well-hidden part of his soul. He didn't allow himself to examine the feeling. He turned back to David Moore.
"We need to talk."
"Can I take my coat off first?"
Moore asked, petulant. Kovac turned to the Swedish girl.
"You too."
They went into the kitchen and sat down, and Kovac filled them in on the Stan Dempsey situation. The Swedish girl listened, wide-eyed. Stockholm, in the dead of winter, was looking better and better.
"You can't be unavailable," Kovac said, directing his comment at David Moore. "No cell phones turned off or ignored."
Moore looked unsettled.
"You think this guy is serious?"
Kovac refrained from asking him if he had always been this stupid or if it was a recent affliction.
"I know he's serious. You can't just take your daughter and go off and do as you please. I'd be happier if she didn't leave the house until the situation is resolved."
"Should we leave town?"
"I don't think your wife is in any condition to travel right now. She needs to get clearance from her doctor. If you just do what I'm telling you, you should be fine. I'll have officers here around the clock."